He could go anywhere from 2 to some mock drafts have him in the teens. But right lately, it's looking like he might be a top 5 pick. And a little bit earlier, I had the chance to catch up with one Michael Porter Jr. here on the Will Cain Show. Listen. NBA draft prospect Michael Porter is here on behalf of Auto Trader and the Kelley Blue Book Price Advisor. In ESPN's latest mock draft by Jonathan Givony, Michael, you are going 7th in the draft. But man, you're the guy with the most mystery around him. I've seen mock drafts have you going 2nd. I've seen mock drafts have you going 8th or 9th. What sense are you getting from teams right now where you're landing the draft on Thursday night?
I'm getting a pretty good sense of teams. You know, they've my medical information, they got it, and they've been there my pro day, so they know what I could do. And I think a lot of teams pretty high feel very comfortable, and I'm feeling great, you know. So I'm getting a good sense, but, you know, I won't know till Thursday night.
You say teams pretty high, so give me some specifics, if you don't mind, Michael. Who's showing the most interest in you right now? What teams?
I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, it's crazy. Like, all those teams are really, really talking a lot about me, you know, and I'm sure there's going to be some trades that go on. So we'll see. But all those teams right at the front are talking a lot to me, thinking that I'd be a great piece for them.
NBA draft prospect Michael Porter here on the Will Cain Show. I've seen you talk about, Michael, that it's not important to you necessarily to go number one, but you want to find the right situation. Would you please tell me, like, describe what's the right situation for you in the NBA?
Really just a team that believes in me, and, you know, it's a good relationship because it just, like I said, going number one is not the big deal. You saw what Donovan Mitchell did this year. You saw what Jason Tatum did this year. They were in great situations for them. So for me, it's just going to the right team, learning what I can from those guys, being a big part of the team, being a big help to the team, and doing what I can to help a team into a winning organization.
The NBA draft is going to be on ESPN Radio on Thursday night, so we'll see where Michael, this big mystery will be answered on Thursday night, where Michael ends up. So you've mentioned your injury a couple times, both a back injury and a hip injury. First, let me ask you this. I've seen reports, Michael, that you you might be available to work out for some teams this week. Is that true? Will you be working out?
It's a possibility. You know, I feel good. It's up to Mark, my agent. I got a lot of stuff going on this week, so we'll see if I get into some workouts. But I got evaluated. You know, I let the doctors come in and, you know, do all their tests on me. So I'm feeling good, and I think the teams are comfortable. But I might get a couple workouts in.
What was so last week? Apparently, you woke up and your hip was hurt. Is that right? Is that connected to the back injury?
No, man, that situation got exaggerated a lot. So I just woke up normal, felt normal, went to the gym, warming up. And I just, like, my hip was just a little sore from the day before. You know, I've been working crazy hard the past 4 weeks, getting ready for pro day and all that. And it was just a little sore. So I told Mark, he told me to tell him if anything's bothering me. So I just told him my hip's a little sore. He just wanted to shut it down for a couple of days. And then people took that and kind of ran with it and say, you know, my hip is injured. You know, I couldn't get out of bed, which none of that was really true. I was just sore and I wanted to take a couple of days off. So that's all that was.
Michael Porter Jr. again here on behalf of Auto Trader and the Kelley Blue Book Price Advisor. So I was reading, Michael, the back injury, the one that caused you to miss most of your freshman season in Missouri. I think it was 53 minutes over your freshman season. The back injury dates back to your sophomore year. Is that right? To a dunk attempt? Somebody hit you? Is that what happened?
Yep. It's all the way back to sophomore year going into junior year. That's when it first happened.
Did that bother you, Michael, your junior and senior year? Did it linger at all before you got to Missouri?
Oh, yeah. When they were talking about me, you know, being the best player in the country, all that, it was bothering me then. It was always nagging, and I was always thinking, you know, if I was out of pain, I could be even so much better. So went into Missouri, it felt the same. You know, it never really got worse. I would get MRI year after year. It never changed, so that was good. And then it just kind of took a turn for the worse. And they wanted to get it fixed so that I would be out of pain and could really reach my full potential. So it's really a blessing in disguise. It sucked that I didn't get to play in Missouri, but, you know, I got a whole career to look at. So,
Well, if you're dating yourself back, Michael, and again, talking to Michael Porter Jr., draft prospect here on the Will Cain Show, if you're dating yourself back to your sophomore year, the last time, right, that your back truly felt, I guess, 100%, where are you today after back surgery going into the draft? What percentage would you call your back today?
My back feels back to normal. I have no issues with it, and there's no risk of re-injury. Every MRI that I've gotten is perfect. You know, it looks good. There's no questions around it anymore, and I'm just continuing to take care of my body and make strides day by day.
Okay, so you're the big risk-reward guy, right? Obviously, the risk is for teams that they need to get over the idea of the injury. The reward is what? What kind of player do they get if they draft Michael Porter Jr.?
I think I'm just going to be an immediate impact guy. Will help, you know, transform a franchise. You know, I feel like I did so many things on the court, and I'm the perfect fit for today's NBA game. And I want to go in there and, you know, be special from the jump. I don't want it to take long for me to be one of the best players in the NBA. And I just think the teams see that reward, but they also are a little concerned with the medical stuff. So, you know, my agent has been great in getting all that medical information figured out. So teams are feeling a lot more comfortable.
Is there anybody that you've modeled your game after, Michael?
I love watching NBA players. You know, I love watching KD, Tracy McGrady, Kobe. But I wouldn't say that I try to play like those guys. It just so happens that I'm tall and can shoot and dribble. But, you know, they're great players, so I feel blessed to be in a conversation with those guys.
Okay, so last question from Michael Porter Jr. here. So on this show, Michael, the show you're on right now, the Will Cain Show, you've got, and you're talking to me, first of all, a Mavericks fan. You've got a Magic fan. You've got a Knicks fan. I think in different mock drafts, you've been mocked to each one of our teams. So we're going to have to ask you, which team do you want to play for?
Honestly, I couldn't say there's an organization right now that I would rather play for over the other. I want to play for the organization that completely trusts in me and believes in me and drafts me on Thursday. That's a team I want to play for. I feel like any team I go to, I'll be okay. I'll fit in, and I'll be good to go from day one.
All right, Michael, really appreciate your time today. Looking forward to see what happens on Thursday night.
I appreciate you guys.